Okay, do you want to?
I'll start.
Yep, start.
Call to order.
Okay.
Okay, Dorian, it's now for what?
I don't think
I'd like. 403. Meeting is called to order. Roll call, Irwin, please.
Okay, Trustee Clark?
Here.
Trustee Ellison?
Here.
Vice Chair Halloran?
Here.
And Chair Larson?
Here.
Okay.
Are we five? We're still not here, all here, right?
No, we're still waiting for. I don't know when the fifth one's going to be appointed, so yeah. But you're. This is
someone
it. This
it hasn't been appointed yet? Or?
Not yet.
It can take a while. I think mine is 6 or 7 months.
Yeah. A lot of time. Okay, no public comments.
And no public present.
Nope, no public here. Okay.
Sorry.
Joy, you're on.
I'm not like what?
This is part
I forgot
two.
To.
Yeah, so three, we're going to take you back up to, this is our third, because we did pre-COVID, we did COVID, and now we're at now. So I'm going to have Diana and Irwin kind of move this along depending on what section we're at and stuff, but we're...
I don't know. try it down.
Down?
Oh no, don't tell me it's not close enough.
Maybe it
can't be.
What?
No?
I was just using it.
Irwin wrote it.
What in the world? I swear I was just using it.
Maybe
what if you turn the computer towards us?
Computer.
Yeah, maybe it's like the computer.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be. You shouldn't have.
You shouldn't have to, but. Because you had the same setup last time.
I did. It's like the exact same setup.
Do you want me to go back and sit up there?
Yeah,
oh, there. You did something.
Yeah, but I pressed the button.
Oh.
Perfect.
What did you hit? That's.
I have no idea what happened. Okay, no,
it
looks like Alexa.
I haven't.
Yeah, that is.
Alexa started the program.
Yeah.
Alexa would start the program.
It would reboot it.
No, I'm just going to replug the thing in. And
maybe it fell asleep.
Uh-huh.
There you go. Okay, so is it up?
Okay, go.
Thanks.
You go down.
Down.
Yeah.
Thanks. Okay. So, we're going to talk a little bit about what you can access with your library card. For the Chula Public Library, of course, we have books, access to technology, and of course, the reason why we have a family photo up there is because we're actually the archives for all of the local history photos. So all the ones you have behind you, they're owned by Chula Vista Public Library. We're constantly accruing photos. In fact, right now, I think the most recent one I have is the footage from the Bayfront being built right now. So of course, in the lovely library, the first thing that we do is read. We have 300,000 books, anywhere roughly between 300,000 to 4 right now, I think. It's always a constant number because it's in and out. Classics to bestsellers, we have magazines, Playaway books and books on CD. Those are kind of going out, and I think we're working our way towards getting rid of all of them because no one's circulating them, but I don't know if you guys knew what a Playaway was. So Playaway is this device right here. It has the book already recorded, and you no longer need a separate device, so you don't need a CD player, you don't need anything else but that device that's right on that screen. You put a battery in it and you can hit play and listen to the book. The nicest part about Playaway is if you don't have a device that can control speed, on Playaway you can actually control how the person speaks. So I know for my sake, when I hear a book, it's a make or break for me whether or not I enjoy the book because of the way this person's reading it.
Sure.
And it's nice to be able to slow some people down because they speak really fast.
Sure.
Or speed.
Yeah. And then of course we have
to talk too slow.
Yeah. You're like, well, maybe that's good for falling asleep.
Yeah.
But of course we have ebooks and digital books, which we talked to you guys about, Hoopla, all of those other things. This is one of the things we started doing in the library, and we actually, now that we're fine free, I think we took it off, but we actually started to show people how much they've saved from checking out of the library. So one of the things that we would do is when you would check out at the self-checks, you would actually get a total of how much that would have cost if you bought everything. so people realize the value of your library card. Which Diana and I were just fixing all those numbers in.
These are conservative.
Conservative numbers that not definitely do not take into consideration inflation in the last how many years. We have movies, over 12,000 titles. This is how much it costs to check out the movies. It's $20 a year or $1 for 5 days. And then, of course, this is how much it is if you wanted to. We're just changing that because we're like, how much is Netflix now? I think it's $10.
More than that now.
It's
more than that.
$12.
And then the other thing we have is homework and tutoring. We have private study rooms, of course, free Wi-Fi throughout the facilities, our friendly librarians. We have live homework help, homework assistants. We actually have homework assistants help at Otay Ranch, but we also have live homework assistants, and it's off of our website. It's called tutor.com. Tutor.com connects you to a live librarian or teacher across the country, no matter what time of day it is. So if you've messed up and realize that you have an assignment due tomorrow and you're logging in at midnight, you're probably going to get somebody on either the East Coast side, but somebody will answer for you 24/7. And they assist anywhere from, well, I can see a kindergartner logging in at midnight, but maybe all the way till college, they'll assist you. Of course, we have tutors that assist at the library, bilingual assistants. Learning Express is a website that we actually, or access that we have to on our website, and it actually allows you to take all the career tests online. So you can try for your cosmetology exam, you can try for SATs. I think my son was just getting his license, so DMV's on there. We have so many on there. ASVAB's
on there. One of the most high demand.
The nicest part about it is, I've been around so long here, but everybody would buy for the ASVAB book. And then if it's checked out, no one else has access. The nicer part with this is it actually scores it for you. And then things that you're weak on, the next test that shows up will work on what you were weak on. So it strengthens your skill set because it's a live database. So.
Do you have like old DMV tests on there, like practice tests or like old AP tests that we can
There's AP tests. I don't think it's the old one. I think they actually try to really do it to the current.
Yeah.
DMV I know is on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I know AP is on there too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
I wish people would use it more.
Way more.
It's how many tutors really do you actually have?
It varies. So the librarians will try to seek tutors throughout the year. Sometimes we'll have a lot. Sometimes we have a few. A lot of high schoolers do it because we have a lot of younger kids who need tutoring. So. On average, it just depends, I think.
Yeah, I think currently we have about 4 that are currently tutoring. They're high schoolers, and they help from K-12.
And they go through a training before they...
We do, yeah, we do those basic training.
Yeah.
And then we also, of course, just like with all of our volunteers, we interview them. And a lot of them, too, they'll tell us that they tutored elsewhere, so it's definitely a fit.
Back to the movies.
Yeah.
Can you access that from the outside to know... But you have here what you want?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Can you reserve it for them?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you can access it just like you would any book. You can just search up to the database or the catalog, and it'll show DVD or Blu-ray, and you can place it on hold, and it'll be waiting for you. Career Online, has you want to talk a little bit about that?
So basically, Career Online is for anyone that wants to get their high school diploma, so it's not a GED. It's done completely.
It's not a GED or it is?
It's not a GED. So it's your high school diploma. And you would, it's all online, so you would apply for it. We have scholarships that we give out. And then they have a mentor that walks them through that helps them with it. We offer devices if you need that to complete the program. And then you get your high school diploma. And all online. It's really great because the process to get in really vets the students to make sure that they would be successful in this particular program.
Is a diploma from a specific high school or just?
It's actually from Career Online High School.
What?
Yeah.
Career Online High School.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's actually the high school.
Yeah.
So they're an accredited high school, and Career Online High School is actually available throughout the state of California. They've partnered with all the public libraries to be able to give people a chance to get their high school degree. One of our biggest success stories is a young woman who actually dropped out of high school because she took care of her brothers and sisters, and then now has an opportunity to go back. She's married now, she has kids. She's finally gonna go back so that she can become a nurse. And she graduated with us, she got into Southwestern, and she continued on her education.
Nice.
Yeah, which it's great because it gives them a chance to do that. And I know so many more opportunities are open to you when you have your high school diploma versus a GED.
Adult literacy? Sure, and we also have an adult literacy program. This is based out of South, but any of the tutors or learners can meet at any of our three locations. And we assist, we have, this is where we do have formal training for our tutors, so volunteers that come in. And then we match them with a learner, and then it's ESL, it's English, it's reading, writing, literacy skills. And then they track them by goals. And so, very, very popular, especially at the South Branch Library.
How many ethnicities are you dealing with?
So a majority of them are Hispanic, but we do have a lot of the Asian population that come. A lot of them want to improve their conversation skills. And those are the majority, but you know, then sometimes we have just mixed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Again?
Oh, my gosh,
yeah. And done.
What's the battery?
It might be.
I may have gotten like a bad battery.
Was it
closer?
Can you click it?
How annoying.
You gotta click fast.
I'm gonna have to do this this time. I mean, in the meantime, here.
Okay, yeah, that's it. There it goes. Well, that's because Erwin's hitting it.
One more time, Erwin. Push it again.
There.
That's still Erwin.
So there's
it's
the spices. Oh.
Yeah. Which even that's conservative, but
yeah, I mean, even just
there you go. So, of course, we're also the home office for many people. People pay bills at the library to their taxes, because we offer taxes through AARP every year, which is a really great program. We serve about almost 2,000 people every single year to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen the lines?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
They know. They're waiting.
Oh,
we assist people with resume assistance. We've done help people get onto the websites to apply for jobs. We've done job fairs, course Wi-Fi, computer labs. We've done computer classes. We've done computer classes for seniors. Hi. And then, of course, we offer business resources, fax services, meeting rooms, as you've said, we're obviously in a meeting room right now, and then our passport office as well. And that was our best guess at how much things cost.
I'm sure
it's not right, but that's okay. So I'm gonna talk a little bit about cultural arts, and then I'm gonna turn it over to Erwin, because there's a big portion that's yours, Erwin. But we have the Rosemary Lake Galleria, which we have new exhibits coming in monthly. We have our veterans wing over here at Civic Center. We have the Sweetwater Union High School District Art Show, which we do every year. I think we're coming back to doing that again every year.
Yeah.
Rosemary Lane?
Rosemary Lane is actually previous library director, and it's the Galleria that's at South Library. It was named after her. I don't know why it did that. But anyways, we do movie nights, performance space for dance and music recitals. You know about our museum passes. But we're going to tell you right now about Casa Casillas, which is currently under construction as we speak. It's over there on 50 North 4th, right above Eucalyptus. It used to be the former YMCA. It's going to be an art gallery. And so our whole goal is to support the creation of artist collaboratives and art hubs in our city and create opportunities for these creatives to have a space to exhibit and showcase their work. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. This is what it currently looks like. This is what it currently looks like right as we speak. It's, well, right now it's fenced
well,
in.
Well, yeah.
And this is what it's going to look like in the footprint of it. It's going to actually, we're going to take out some walls in it. It's going to have a full galleria available to the community. we're going to have artists in residence space. So if you've never heard of what artists in residence space is, it's usually little rooms where artists can actually, they get leased out those rooms for about a month or so, and they actually work on original art right in the facility. And then with the hopes, of course, that they exhibit in the facility as well. And this kind of shows you how the room's going to look like. I should have brought those boards from downstairs. Okay. I honestly don't know what our timeline is yet. It should probably, it's probably going to be in 25. It may be shorter than that, but I don't know because we haven't gone through, it was under current asbestos abatement was our first step. This tells you a little bit about Paula Casillas. It was the former mayor's mom. The reason why we named it after her was she actually grew up here. She was born on Palo Casino, which actually ended up being this area. But she became an artist very late in life.
She was born at the casino?
Yeah, it's where the casino was, the actual land.
So we're talking about that.
Ask her about it.
It's okay, ask Mary about it. She'll love it.
Work.
They've been here since the Californios.
What?
Yeah.
They've been here since the Californios.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? But she was an artist late in life. And the way she learned was she learned because she went to a recreation class and took one class, and then just she wanted to be an artist. So because we love that story and we love the idea that someone, no matter what stage of life you're at, can become an artist, and that's why we named it after her, and why it's going to be basically the beginning of where someone can become whatever their next step in stage in life. And that's her with the book. She's now passed, but we're really excited for it to be named after her and for the groundbreaking of, well, the demolition and ribbon cutting of that branch. So Irwin's going to tell you a little bit about Create Chula Vista.
So Create Chula Vista, Create Chula Vista is originally intended as a brand name for the cultural arts program for the city. It was actually inspired by a cultural program that the LA Public Library had called LA Made. And so theirs was a series of like videos of like of people who made things in LA. So we decided like, well, we should have our own series, but it ended up morphing into something called Create Chula Vista, which is the brand, again, for cultural arts programming for the city. So then with the money that we got from the American Rescue Plan Act in 2021, $400,000 of that went to cultural arts projects, in particular cultural arts grants for cultural arts projects. And it was based off of the Performing and Visual Arts grant that we had annually. But a big difference was that it was more money and more money per project. And it was also promoted to businesses. So it wasn't just for artists to apply for, but we wanted businesses to apply for arts projects so that they can get, they suffered through the pandemic as well, so that they can get more customers in or interest in their business if they had an artist there, for instance, if they had a mural up, or we encouraged them if they wanted to do a musical, like a band, to hire a band to perform.
Yeah.
They can use the money for that project. So we awarded over, actually less than a year, $400,000 was expended for about 42 projects. We had almost half of them were murals. As you can see here, we have, as you're driving down E, La Concha Bakery, that was the most recent mural that was put up. And there's here on Broadway, the Border Leather.
That's one of our first ones.
Yeah, one of the original ones. Yeah, so that was great. So was this one, the Hotel Milagro. Hotel Milagro,
yeah.
So that was by Tao French, really kind of a famous artist. She's the one who put that art, the beautiful flower mural.
If you saw the one in front of Animal Care Facility, that's also a great Chula Vista grant.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think that we have so many.
We have
now.
A lot, and you'll see there are quite a number of them at the schools as well.
Lauterbach is
one.
Yeah.
Rosebank, Roar. There's a bunch of them that came from the Create Chula Vista.
And then of course you carries on at Sound Station. Yes. All five of those. There's like two on the outside of the skate park. Those are ours, and then all of the three that's inside is ours too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So a lot of arts projects were done through the Create Chula Vista Arts Grant. It was like not only was it just great for people to see and experience, but it was like really a lot of goodwill, I believe, towards the community, and through cultural arts itself. So Yeah, the money has been expended. Not sure how, you know, if that's going, if we're gonna have any more money moving forward. But the good news is the Performing and Visual Arts Grant, which had paused during the pandemic, is gonna be back again. Right now I'm just kind of preparing for it, trying to put together a review panel. Hopefully that we can get it launched soon, next couple of months or so. But that is ready to go so then we can fund more arts projects.
And as that leads into, do you want to talk about
that?
Oh,
yes. As you know, I think I've mentioned this before, the big thing that I've been working on, and I've just been kind of to the point where I just dream about it every night, is the Chula Vista Art Fest on Saturday, September 30th. That's from 12 to 9, basically the entire day. It's the inaugural Chula Vista Art Fest. I believe it's the very first art festival ever in Chula Vista. I don't know if it's for South Bay, but I know for Chula Vista, this is our first art festival. It came about because there was a lot of conversations that I've had with artists, and when I first got into the role as cultural arts manager, a lot of them said, "Boy, I wish we had a festival or something like an art block or something," and it was just kind of like, well, you know, we have this big area in front of City Hall, which is where it's going to take place.
In City Hall or outside?
Outside.
Right,
so that massive space out there.
Beautiful.
And so a lot of artists have said the same thing. It's like, this would be great. It's a great place to activate. This is an art space. So eventually, you know, the conversation just kept on going until we like, you know, let's do it. So Art Fest will have about 60 plus art vendors. We have 30 plus artists who are going to be exhibit. There's going to be an exhibit wall there as well. So you'll see a wall to one of the porticos, just all the different local artists there. We'll have live music, we'll have bands. We will have one dance performance by Inspire Ballet. It's one of our few local dance organizations, Inspire School of Ballet. They're going to be doing a performance for us as well. And then it's going to end with the final Chula Vista Nights movie, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. And all of this is sponsored by Grasshopper. And we do have a lot of support from other organizations, arts organizations, not just here in San Diego, but just across the country as well. So there's a lot of attention being brought to it. And it's really special. Like I said, it's our first one. So
what is Grasshopper?
Grasshopper is cannabis dispensary. Down the street.
From DMV.
Yeah, DMV, that's right. Yeah. I always forget the streets. Yeah. C and wow. Yeah.
Erwin also missed that we actually have live painters. So painters that will actually be painting live in front of the audiences. So it's kind of neat to see too.
Two of the live painters were recipients of the Create Chula Vista.
Yes.
So Shirish Philly Senor and
Kyle is one of them, and she did the mural inside the children's room, and she also did the one in Lime and the Coconuts.
Lime and the Coconut, if you
right
saw,
on the
yeah,
side.
On yeah. Davidson. Mm-hmm. And also Chula Vista Smiles, that dentist office on Thursday.
That's
she did that
too.
As well.
Yeah. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Lime and Coconut's a cute place.
Yeah.
Fine.
Oh, okay. I was giving up for a second. Okay. So I talked to you a little bit about keeping family history, because that's what we do. We have a digitized photo collection. It's currently offline right now just because they were moving its server to a different server within the city, but that's basically anyone can be able to view what we have in our collection. It's watermarked, so you still have to pay an access for access, but you'd still be able to see if we have photos on it. And we get asked all the time. A lot of the businesses that you visit in Chula Vista, if they have any local history photos, it's usually because they purchased it straight from the library.
Mm.
So like Albertsons is one of them. A lot of the dentist office, you'll walk in and they'll have the exact same photos out there. It's from us. We have Star News from the 1920s all the way until now. We have high school yearbooks. Our current exhibit right there that's outside here in Civic Center is the Filipinos of the South Bay, and that goes on until October of next year. And then, of course, we're constantly collecting, so if anyone's considering donating anything to the collection, then we add it so people can see it as well. But those are some of our historical photos. That's actually 3rd Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the original City Hall with our lovely fire and PD. This is the original children's room in the Carnegie Library. So, The other thing we do, of course, is children and teen read. We have 3 story times, bilingual story time, a move to the music, and a ready to read story time. We've had more, and we ebb and flow throughout the years. Sometimes when we see numbers going down, we'll take it offline and we'll do something different and we'll come back with something else. I was just asking Diana this because we used to have baby time, but then we hit a point where we stopped calling it baby time because all the kids were starting to grow.
It was all ages.
They're like 3 and up already. It's not a baby anymore. So we're like, okay, now it's ready to, basically we grow with the children. We have teen crafts, we have the summer reading program every year. We do have the 1,000 books before kindergarten, so we really try to challenge kids from birth all the way before they hit kindergarten to read 1,000 books.
When do kids learn to read?
Well, their parents actually can read to them, because you find if the kid can actually hear or read themselves, because a lot of them will learn how to read faster, before 1,000 books before kinder, they'll actually know more words than you can even imagine before they even hit kindergarten. School visits, we're constantly doing. Diana runs kindergarten boot camp, and we'll kind of talk a little bit about that. It's where you get the kids to work out. No, I'm kidding.
Push-ups.
Push-ups.
I think we talked about it
before.
But basically, we are...
Our socialization.
We found that a lot of the kids in Chula Vista did not have access to preschool, and so we wanted to create a program that had no charge, that we can allow parents to bring their kids just to be able to access what it's like to be in a
classroom.
So the social aspect, the emotional aspect of it.
So we have friends at the library. They volunteer for us on a consistent basis. They're the ones that you see in the bookstores. They're the ones you most of the time see us downstairs. We also we're the largest place in the city where we have the most volunteers actively. Of course, because every high school student usually comes rushing to the library to volunteer every year. Our bookstore, like we talked about, we have one in each location. They usually have one book sale. It used to be once a month. I think they now moved it to quarterly. They're still struggling to find some friends, especially after the pandemic, because people moved away. So they're working on that. They used to do online book sales as well, but I think they also put that on hiatus because they don't have anyone to run it.
Does all the income from the sale of the books go directly to the library?
It's like you knew what I was going to say. Yes. Every single thing that they fund, all of that money goes into programs and materials for us.
Yeah.
They fund almost every single program we run.
Every single one.
Yeah.
I know some of the friends in the library who was closed indefinitely.
It's not. They're working on, they had some, number one, they had a shortage of staffing, but they also had, unfortunately, a death in the group, so they're kind of like, but they should reopen soon. So innovation, Carrie was lucky enough to go to our sound station opening, but this is actually the innovation station that's here at Civic Center. We see about 4,000, close to 5,000 kids a year. It's probably gonna hit 5,000 soon because we have so many students in the district, and over 1,500 community members every single year in our stations. And I'll tell you a little bit about it. This is the innovation station. It's here at Civic Center. Then we have the energy station at South Library. And it kind of makes kids go through this, they go through a strength finder. So each kid takes a test before they walk in, and we kind of see what they're really interested, what their strength is. Do they like to be somebody who's an achiever, or are they somebody who's looking for harmony and they're more relationship building? Are they strategic thinking, or are they more influencing? And the reason why we do that is because if you can match what their strength is to their career in the future, then obviously they're going to have a more fulfilling career. Also, you know, you unlock the passion in which they find, you know, for the rest of their life. And so it's a part of workforce development. And what we've done is we partner with the school district as well as the San Diego Workforce Development to kind of unearth and unlock all of the sectors in San Diego to see what we're missing and how we're not developing our own students and our own community to work in those sectors. So STEAM is the first one, which is what you just saw, and it's science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics, and that's why we have the Innovation Station. It was supported by Qualcomm, and so this is kind of tells you a little bit about it. If you like investigative, maybe here's some of the curves that you would look at. If you're social, you might look at health educator, health promotion specialist. If you're somebody who's conventional, you're data-driven, you're analytical, you're detail-oriented, you might look at some, being a data administrator or being a biostatistician. So it kind of helps them start seeing it. And one of the things that's really important is the instructor. So we have a full-time instructor in each of those locations from the school district. We have a sixth grade class coming in every day, Monday through Friday. And they spend 3 days with us. So they'll spend the first day at Innovation, the second day at Energy, and the third day at Sound. Sound Station.
Oh.
Innovation Station, they'll focus on robotics, basically design engineering. And Energy Station, of course, they're going to focus on sustainability and conservation, look for ways to be able to save energy and how they can change. And in each of these, they're going to be tasked with a project. And I'll tell you a little bit about it after I tell you about Sound. So Sound Station is all about the creative industry. It's about how music plays a big portion in that industry. And one of the things that was really neat, and Carrie knows because we had kids there, and they were our docents for Sound Station. So they told you what they learned. They had already gone through the exhibit. And what they get tasked with, so let's pretend we're all a group. We got divided into a group by our instructor. We would all have different roles to play in that group. So they make all the kids join together. They say, we're going to be a band. What's our band going to be? What is our band going to be named? And one of us would have to develop a budget. So we have to take the band on the road. So how much does it cost to go on the road? And they would have to figure it out. They actually have to figure it out. They have to create a music video. They have to turn around and design a venue and actually build a little venue to show it. By the end of the day, they're actually sharing what they've done. So they'll introduce their band. They actually even will create their top or pop song.
Yeah.
And play it, right? So it's really neat, and that's really what our goal is to kind of get these kids. When each kid visits each station, they will walk away with 6 career cards that actually tells you what career you might be interested in. So they're able to kind of explore all the careers in that field. They walk away and it shows you what degree do you need. And this was funny because I feel so deprived when I think about these. I never got that in sixth grade. I did not get that until I was a prop. I think I'm lucky if I got it in college.
Yeah.
But it doesn't tell you what to get your degree in. Right? Like someone will say, oh, my degree's in liberal studies, but what do you do with that? And it's exactly, they're going to walk away knowing what do you need to get your degree in? How do you achieve that if I want to become, and there are jobs down there, one time we will take a trip down there, but there are jobs down there that I obviously never existed, I think, in our lifetime until now, that I'm like, that's a real thing? Wow. But it's pretty interesting, it's pretty amazing to see that they're exposed to that at sixth grade.
They're all sixth graders.
Yeah. We have other ones. So we have a fourth, a fifth, and a sixth grade. They're in throughout the city. So there's another one at the Elite Athlete Training Center called the Hip Health Station. We have one at Living Coast Discovery. That one's the community. I can't remember what that one's called.
I forget what that's called. I always forget
something.
That one.
It's CE.
Yeah, I forget that one.
And then we have one at the desalination plant on 2nd, which is the hydro station. So technically, that's their fifth. Six.
Where is the Living Coast Discovery?
It's in there. They have a room, a classroom.
Oh,
outside.
Okay.
It's inside the in Living Coast, in the actual Living Coast Center. It's right here off of where it used to be Anthony's Fish Grotto.
Oh.
Off
of E. At the end, you have to bus in. It's right there.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll remember it as when it was a strip club.
I know that too. But yeah, it was like right there.
Anthony's strip club.
Yeah. Then the Sound Station. That's one of the murals from Create Chill Vista right behind it, but they just did the ribbon cutting. Man, it seems like an eternity ago. The 7th of September. So pretty exciting. This is when we actually had the rendering of our outdoor deck. And now here we are. We've had umpteen events, I know, on there. And that was an addition that used to just be a dirt planter. So pretty neat and amazing to have that. Okay, so library by the numbers, we get about 900 million visitors. This can't be right. Visitors here. A million would be amazing.
It's almost a
2,000 visitors a month. It's 900,000 visitors. I don't know where the million came from.
Scratch up.
But anyways, 2,000 visitors. We have 40 public use computers, 20,000 attendees at library programs throughout the year. Then we're open over 6,000 hours a year. And Erwin talked a little bit about that. Even since reopening from COVID, I really was dead set to have 7 days a week operation, and I continue to want to have 7 days a week operation. There's still so many people that visit us on Sunday, that visit us on Saturday, that I can't kill it yet. I don't want to. So 24/7 from the comfort of your own home. These are all the things that you could actually do from your own home. You can renew materials, you can pay fines if you have any, but if you did, it's from the old time because we don't have fines anymore. You can actually register for a library card from your home, but you have to please get dressed and come on in to get the library card. But you can search for medical information, business resources, career and test prep, biography resources. Just like Trustee Clark said, you can place materials on hold. You can search for library events and register. Like I said, you can register for your library card as well. And of course, we have our library card. These are actually our limited edition ones that we've had a couple years ago, and you're likely gonna see a new one when we launch our newest library, and I'm gonna talk about that in a minute. But these are the limited edition. We hosted a library cards contest where they can actually design it, and these were actually made from kids in the community. So pretty exciting to see that. And then our branches. There is going to be some changes. Otay Ranch is likely going to move its location before it settles to its final location in Millennia. We'll still be in Otay Ranch, but we're moving to a different storefront. So that's going to be actually happening sooner than later. That'll be at the end of the year.
Nice.
This is Millennia. Its groundbreaking is on Monday. Set to be done around the first quarter of 2025. So 2025 is going to be a little bit crazy for us, but exciting. We have 60,000 square feet in Millennia. Millennia is technically four stories. So there's lower level, which is, you kind of can't see, ground floor, yeah. And then there's one, two, three, four. Library will be all of one and all of two. As we are, do I know what it looks like? No, because we're still designing it right now. We know what the building looks like. The building 100% will look like this. It's the beginning of the Think Campus and the inaugural building for the university lot. So this lot, we have two more that actually make the Innovation District, and this is the first project that's actually going to launch for it on Monday. So
what would the third and fourth floors be?
We're gonna have tenants.
Oh.
So there's gonna be leasable space. Yeah. And what we're hoping is that whatever we make off of that lease just goes into the maintenance of the library.
Right.
So, and same with first floor or lower level. So pretty exciting. It's exciting for us. We have not had a brand new library since 1995, and we don't count Otay Ranch because that's a lease. Mm-hmm. We were temporarily at East Lake High School. Temporarily for 17 years.
And then Otay for about 11.
11.
Almost 12 years, yeah.
Is this entirely city funded?
State funded. So state funded. Yeah, so a portion is state funded.
Nice.
About $30 million is state funded. Mm. We got a grant for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the rest are from developer impact fees because they were meant to have a library on that side. But super excited. What we hope it will feature at this point in the game is, of course, we want to do, I know we're doing like a small business incubator, so an area for small businesses to come get information.
Community spaces.
It'll have a cafe. It's huge. We were talking about it in terms of, so picture double Civic, just this top floor, because this top floor is about 30,000, 33,000 square feet, two of those. Going on top of the other. Yeah. And so we're super excited. It's also really, you know, I was telling Diana, I kept saying that was 5 years out, and then the 5 years became Monday.
What are the views from the windows? Is it just like Eastlake?
The views from the windows, you're actually going to see Coronado Islands.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Coronado Islands or Coronado Island?
Island. I love to see, I know you see Mummy Island.
No,
you see
them
out there. We laugh because, ironically, so Diane and I obviously opened up Otay Ranch. Before, when Otay Ranch first opened, none of Millennium was built, and so it was flat.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you were in the drive-thru of In-N-Out, you can actually see Mummy Island from the drive-thru of In-N-Out, and we're like, I've even said, what's that? Because you can see water. Now you can't see any of that, because it's all built up so high, but I was just so amazed, like, wow, we get to see it again. So pretty exciting. We got to see, we have our architect's Gensler. If you can actually look up Gensler, they're actually really well known in building a library. So they know how to really make modern spaces. What we're looking for is adaptability and flexibility, because what we love so much about Otay Ranch is everything is on wheels and we're able to change it out and do different things, different layouts throughout the facility.
Is that a courtyard in the middle?
Yes. Yeah. It will have, behind it will be a park, and which they're currently building right now. And then there's an amenities pad that hasn't been built out. And only one of these buildings will be there. The other one's not yet funded.
Oh.
So it's this first one right here. But pretty exciting. And it
looks like Illumina.
I can see that. Any other questions on Millennium? I think that's the end. I know. So we have a lot of projects, to say the least. I didn't even touch on Oleander because that hasn't started yet. What we're looking at when we're moving Otay Ranch is we're going to take some of that staff and start preparing for the new library. Because as you guys know, in order to build a new library, we have to buy materials, get them, start getting them processed. I know we have put someone in place to be to kind of backfill Diana's seat that she was kind of holding, because I needed to pull her to start preparing for this project because it was so big. So it's been exciting, a lot in a short amount of time, but it's also really exciting to see these changes for Chilvis, because I'll be honest, I didn't know when those were ever going to happen. So it's pretty cool.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Oh, you guys will be getting that ribbon cutting.
Yes.
Invite. For sure you're going to be getting that one. That's a big ticket one. They are doing a groundbreaking, but the groundbreaking is more like just ceremonial for dignitaries to get their picture. Yeah.
The shovel.
Yeah. So, but I'm happy to answer any other questions if you guys have any. Yay!
Wonderful. And that's shared with SDSU?
Not currently.
Oh.
Right now, we're still in negotiations with SDSU. They're not off the table, but they're not 100% in yet.
Oh.
But regardless, we've also been meeting with other universities as well. If they decide to come in, great. The library's happening.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Because I thought that was their, building.
They were, yeah.
Oh, and that didn't go through?
I think not on our end. We're fine on our end, but I think they need to have more of a discussion internally for themselves before they commit. And that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, we are always dead set for the library. So
the new university is going to be in that same area too?
Yeah. That's where they're seeking a university.
Yeah.
And we get asked for university, which makes sense. They have space there.
Wonderful.
Cool.
I think staff comments,
You need to get to the
minutes.
The minutes.
Approval of
minutes.
Yeah, you need to approve the minutes.
We need to approve the meeting after August, right?
Mm-hmm.
August 16th.
This is July.
Okay. Oh, did we?
Any questions for the minutes? Any comments? Okay.
I move to approve the minutes for August 16th.
I second.
Okay.
All right, I'll take the vote.
Aye.
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 Makes it easy. Motion passes. All right.
Any other business?
Staff comments?
No.
I think I'd like to make a comment about and a proposal.
Yeah.
You can think about that. Mr. Clark and myself, we were talking about one of the things that I did at the Newport Beach Library. We had field trips. We went up to the LA Public Library, we went to the San Diego Library.
Nice!
Oh, yeah.
And right before the pandemic hit, we were going to Cerritos to the new library.
That's gorgeous, yeah.
Which is fabulous. And that just didn't quite happen. But I think it would be a good opportunity for us, if we'd like to come up to the Newport Beach Library, see what they're doing. I know all the personnel there, and we have a tour of the library by the director, and then we have lunch up there. And, probably a Tommy Bahama because it's right next door to the library. And
or if you like to buy some clothes while you're there.
I was going to say, I don't
know. Nice.
$200 shirts. So, if that's of interest, I've already been in touch with the chair of the board, and she's very enthusiastic about us coming up, and we just have to come up with a date. I was thinking of sometime in October or November. I had originally scheduled it, but it was, we don't want to do it during a meeting day. So we want to be thinking about what would be a convenient time when we all go up here. And I think the best thing, I always think we should leave by 9 in the morning and then leave there by 2 in the afternoon before the traffic builds up. But we can have a full day of, visiting and talk to the people on the board, and I'm sure they would like to hear what we're doing as well. So if that sounds of interest, I'd like to propose that. And Leland, do you want to maybe come up with a date?
Are you proposing for the library staff as well? Or yeah, are you talking about the trustees? Because if it's the trustees.
Oh, yeah, that's okay.
Just us.
With the library staff, because, yeah. Yeah, it's a...
How many people are on the staff?
Well...
No. Okay. We can take everybody.
You are the staff, aren't you?
Well, we're the staff for here, so yeah, I... I mean, I feel like it's one thing to ask for the trustees, and that's the only situation with the trustees doing that is that you'll have a quorum.
Right.
So I'll have to talk to the clerks about that because that's basically, yeah. If you do go there, you wouldn't be talking about business.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be talking about library
business.
So
why don't you do this? Why don't you have, you can make a request for Erwin to look into that so that you can get approval for it, and then we can bring it back for a date if it's able.
I'll look into it. Yeah. And if anything, the clerks will probably suggest you can form an ad hoc subcommittee that's not a quorum in this case, which would be two of you would go and do the tour and then come back and report to the
that's
larger
true.
Group.
That
so that I'm sure that's the first thing they'd recommend. And I don't know about like actually having a whole thing over there. If it is going to be a trustee meeting, it would have to stay in Chula Vista. But for something like that, yeah, that would be a really special circumstance to do something like that. Yeah, I can ask.
I think it's something that all of us can.
Yeah. No, we appreciate the thought. It's really nice.
And benefit by yeah.
I also think it's. I love that too in some aspect because I think it's really great when you see how other places have libraries. For librarians, we're really known whenever we travel that we'll go and get a library card and go see the library just because we want to see what it looks like. But not everybody does that, so we're able to kind of see. Like, we know what Cerritos looks like. We know what I've been to several of them in LA.
Right.
So.
Sure. The Gans and Borrego Desert.
Yeah, of course.
Library is like, really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you been?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's beautiful. So, we get it.
Is it in Bergen Springs?
Yeah.
I guess it would have to be. So.
Yeah.
That's a brand new one.
Yeah, it's a brand new one. It's all modern.
Do you? You should take a look at that. That one's beautiful.
It's very Palm Springs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great use of light.
Yeah.
The other thing that Mr. Clark and I were talking about the question was, are there any specific duties or responsibilities that each of us might
take on as board members
to...
So I think one of the biggest things, especially for this board that we're going to do, is actually relook at all of our policies.
Uh-huh.
We haven't in a while. One of them, I know we for sure need to, is the rules of conduct. Especially coming in with more of a Jedi lens, the justice, equity, diversity, and inclusion.
Right.
But we kind of wanted to get this done first, and so you kind of knew where the library was and where we're at, and then we can start looking at that. So I think that would probably be on our, I'll do an overview for the next one of just the different library policies, and we'll take them one by one.
Okay.
Yeah. And what's great about that is what we also usually try to do is do some of the work ahead of time and kind of pull some different rules of conduct through different library systems so you guys can kind of see where we fall in that lovely spectrum of, are we, you know, way more harsh or way more loose on the side?
Yeah.
Usually we're dead center, but but yeah, it just depends too on the library and the location.
Sure.
Yeah. But I think we haven't had that one reviewed since 2018, and that's a really good one for us to read. Look at. The other one I know Erwin and I were, and Diana were talking about, were meeting room. Right? Meeting room policy needs to get redone. But that's a big one. So basically, you would review the policy. Once the policy, we send it to city attorneys, they review it, and then you guys review the final. It's now a policy and it's in place for the community. Yeah. So.
Anybody else have any comments about anything?
Great to see you.
Well, you jerks. I don't adjourn. You adjourn.
And Kerwin, do you look into that?
For city
clerks. School trip.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, I think we're ready to adjourn.
Okay. Time.
Time is
4:55.
Okay.
Nice.
All right.